yesterday because we're the Lancers. It's kind of, the more I think about it, like, I think I was making fun of JMU's, James Madison's mascot because they're the Bulldogs, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, I would hate to have a Bulldog as my mascot. But then I was like, my mascot's definitely a horse. So it's not even the horse, it's the guy who rides the horse. I'm gonna be honest. This entire episode's gonna be, I'm just gonna wing it the entire time. I can't. I'm laying here comfortably. I just don't. I have no plan. But nevertheless, welcome back, long-awaited episode of the Everything God. It's literally been like not a year. It hasn't been a year. It hasn't been that long. It's been before I went. Okay. A lot has gone on. Okay. Anyways. I'm your host, Josh Stuckman, as you all know. Well, I guess you guys don't know, because it's been, like, a month. It's literally been, like, what, like, 4 months? 4 or 5? No, because it's been longer than that, because I was working, too. Dang. There's a lot. A lot goes on. A lot. I don't even know, like, where. Okay. Let me start at the. See, this is why. Anyways. All right, let's start. If you guys don't know, this podcast is called The Everything Guide. Welcome to your space to learn more about mental health, self-improvement, and relationships with yourself and others. I started this, I want to say during COVID, a little while ago. It wasn't 2019. It hasn't been that long. Because this was, I think it was 2020 that I started it. I think it was around. I don't know when it was around. Maybe it was. No, it was 2019, wasn't it? No. No, it can't. I think it was. Because I'm trying to think of, like, what other stuff was going on then. And I'm pretty sure it was during 2019. Which is kind of terrifying. That's kind of scary. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay, it wasn't. I'm so glad. I don't think you guys understand the amount of panic I was about to go into of it. Because 2019 is a blur for me. I don't remember 2019, like, at all. That is not a, that's not a year that I just have, like, just playing in my mind. Like, I don't know, I just don't think about that year. God, it has been over a long time. I'm very sorry about that. But things got very hectic. Things in my life, there's a lot that happened from the time. And of course, I'm going to give a real life, like, real long life update, because Jesus Christ, there has been so much. And I can't even explain it all, because that's just how much there's been. Like, this first semester at Longwood, yeah, we'll get into it. We're going to get into it. But back to the introduction of the podcast. If you guys don't know, again, Everything Guide, I'm running it, blah, 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 blah. You guys already know all of that. There's not really much else to say. I have done a couple episodes already, a good chunk. I did stop for a bit because my mental health got bad, and then it got better, and then it got worse. So, but we're back, and I'm doing really well. Surprisingly, I'm doing really well. I don't know. Like, that is how much there has been. That for life updates, like, I don't even know where I would begin. Just because I feel like so much has happened. And of course, like, I'm gonna recap, and nothing's gonna have happened. It's gonna be a boring old life of mine. But, okay. I'm only 3 minutes in, and this is already just a very interesting episode. I feel like I've never really had, like, a clear track. I think I've always just been kind of, like, I think I just like talking to myself. And from then, I just kind of was like, well, you know what I can do? Record it. And, you know, show it off to people, because, I mean, if I'm going to do it, at least I'm going to make it, you know, funny and enjoyable, if it is funny. That really is the question that I cannot answer. But regardless, I created this podcast because I really when I first started thinking about it, I was kind of going through it a little bit, and I was learning a lot in that point of time, because I started the podcast, let's look at the first ever, I'm going through the post. Ooh, August 18th was the first post I ever made. And that was for Coming Soon. That wasn't even about, like. Dang, I'm going through this. This is kind of crazy. I like. We had like the Coming Soon, and then I had like that freaking presentation as Instagram post. I just can't, like, I don't understand. I don't understand how I did it. I don't get how I did it. There's like four different settings going on here. There's just so much going on. I mean, honestly, for what it was, I guess is still, it's not, it could, it's going, it's going. It is still a thing, and it is still, it's kicking. The 1 year did pass this October. October, ooh, there's a very specific date. October, I should know this, but I definitely don't. So we're gonna look at my calendar. Because I have it in my calendar, because why wouldn't I? Oh, this is my baby, TEG. 20 something. 20th? No, that is definitely not it. 13th? Yeah, okay. I definitely said 20 something. So August, ooh, October 13th. Yeah. October 13th was the anniversary of the first ever episode dropped that day, which is kind of crazy. Honestly, I never thought that I would like actually do it. 'Cause when I first made the pot, like when I first came up with the idea, my original plan, which I don't know what kind of drugs I was on to even think I could do that, but my original plan was to have a different guest on. So the original concept was that the Everything Guide, it would literally be a source for everything. So not really like mental health, relationships. It would literally focus on a very broad area of topics. Like each episode would be something different. And we would be related to like maybe one day I have like some random ass episode with like a janitor. That was just the first idea that came to mind, and like we just like talk to them and like see what life is like as a janitor. I don't know what was going through my head at the time when I came up with that idea. That is where the name came from. So I guess that was a good thing. I don't know where the color blue came from, to be honest. I really can't tell you like any kind of process for making anything. I just don't think I had one. I think I was just going based off what like seemed cool at the time, I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah, but that was the original concept of the Everything Guide, and I don't know how I thought I was gonna do that. I really don't know how I thought I was gonna pull that off, given that I was a teenager? Yeah, I was a teenager. I guess I technically, but whatever. I was a teenager when, I was doing that. So like how many people do I know? Like I don't know that many people to be like, let's go meet a janitor, or like let's go meet a teacher. Well, I guess I know teachers, I'm still in school, but. And we'll get to school, because school's been definitely interesting, and that's actually, well, we'll get there. Let me not give stuff up before, we start talking about it. But I don't know. I don't know what was going through my head when I really thought that I was gonna be able to do that. Like, did I really think that I was gonna find somebody new every week to talk to, record, edit? That would just be a lot. It would be too much. I don't think I could do that. But honestly, I'm glad it somehow, I don't know how it made its way to what it is now. I really have no idea. I could not tell you. But I'm glad it made its way to what it is now. I'm proud of what I did, even if it wasn't that much for, the time. Yeah, there was like a whirlong hiatus, but to be fair, I guess I kind of do have the time. I have the time now because I'm on winter break and I go back soon for the next semester. But at school, like I have a roommate, like I can't exactly just, I can't just record in my room. Of course, the more I've thought about it now, of course, there are other things I could have done, and I probably will be doing that during the semester. So it's not like, I can't do it at all. I just know it's a lot easier to do, like at home where I can do it, like, in my basement and just sit here and do, like, you know, absolutely nothing. You know, it just works. So, like, I don't know. It was just, like, a lot harder to do. It's a lot harder to execute and to find time for, because, like, man, that semester kicked my butt. I'm not gonna lie. That semester really kicked my butt. So, I don't think I would have been able to. I could barely juggle, like, my own personal life on top of classes. It was just so much. And, like, I want to give, like, a life update and talk about all of that. But, Jesus Christ. Of course, I'm gonna talk about it, of course. Like, I gotta get this intro and, like, I'm gonna talk about it. And I'm just gonna keep it brief, of course. But I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, the very first day I got there, it was just overwhelming. Just so much. It was just so much. The first month was just... It was definitely a different experience. Because, you know, like, high school versus college... Like, in high school, there's always gonna be, like, drama, you know? Like, it's... Anywhere you go, there's gonna be some sort of, like, alter... Like, problems go wherever you are, right? It's not a matter of, like, I'm gonna go here and there's not gonna be any, like... People are gonna butt heads, you know? I talked about this in a different episode where it's, like, things just happen. But, jeez, it was just so much. And I don't think I could do it again. Like, I know some people, I was talking to my roommate about it, and I was like, if I could go back in time, like, I wouldn't do it. Like, if I could go back, I would tell myself what happened so that I could, like, if I was going to take over my own body, I'd just write it down. And, like, I'd write down, like, a list of events. I'd have days, times. I would have everything out so that I knew exactly what was going to happen when it happened. Just because, you know, like, I just think that'd be useful. It would have been very useful information to have. Very useful information to have. Yeah, that would have been very nice. But, yeah, I just think the podcast definitely could have executed it while I was at school. But it just would have been so much work, you know, because there is so much to do and so little time I feel like to do it. And, you know, of course, like, that's not saying that there's, like, it's impossible, because it's not impossible. Anything's possible, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. But I'm certainly going to try when I get back to school, because I really feel like this was something that I was proud of myself for committing to. I really felt like it was the first thing before having a job that, you know, like, I was, like, you know, accountable for, and it really helped. I think it helped me learn a lot more about myself, and it helped me, like, you know, help other people, too. Like, I like when I hear, like, people talking about certain things that I've, like, put in an episode, and, like, I enjoy things like that, and I don't want, like, I'm not ever thinking, like, I need hundreds of people, because, like, I don't need that. If I can just provide things for, like, my friends and, like, family, or, like, and anyone who also listens, like, I'm A-okay with just doing that. So, regardless, I'm gonna try to keep doing this podcast for you guys and for myself, just because it's nice. And it's, you know, it's New Year's, it's 2022, which I think is insane. This year snuck up on me. I think it snuck up on all of us. And Betty White is dead. That's all I'm saying about it, because I can't. If you guys don't know, and you guys probably, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast, but I love the Golden Girls. And I really get it from my sister, because she loved watching it. I think when we were younger, and I just picked up on it because, you know, I'm the younger sibling. So I was like, she did it, I want to do it. So, but then I really did fall in love with the show, and I just think it's so sad, because she was the last Golden Girl alive, and she would have been 100, and it's just crazy that the last day of 2021 is when, and honestly, in my opinion, I was like, all she has to do is make it to 2022. She could have just waited 24 hours. Not saying that she, like, willfully died or anything, but I'm like, she just could have had to wait 24 hours, and her gravestone would say 1922 to 2022. How cool would that be? Like, even if you don't make it to, like, your actual, like, birthday and become 100, you are still technically alive for 100 years. I don't think anyone's counting that extra, like, 13 or 14 days in between. Like, nobody cares that much. Like, if I saw her gravestone, all I would look at is the year. That's all I ever look at when I see gravestones. Sometimes I'm saying, like, I'm going to gravesites and, like, stay. Like, I don't just go, but when I am there, which I've only been, like, 3 times, that's a lie. No, I haven't been, like, that many times, though. I don't think I have. I'm assuming I haven't. I think it'd be weird if I have. I think I've only been, like, twice, because I did this weird thing where I, like, put wreaths. No, it wasn't weird. Let me not say that. It was nice. It was for veterans. Dead veterans, obviously. But, is that my throat? I'm, like, it's, like, itchy. But we put wreaths on the gravestones to honor the veterans that died in service. Thank you, guys. And we appreciate your... I almost said help. But we appreciate you guys. Like, seriously, we do. And the families, of course, as well. And, you know, kind of just, like, looking at the names and, like, looking at the years, it's crazy. Because no one... A lot of people who were born in, like, 19-anything are, like, dying. Not all of them. Like, my sister was born in, what, 1998? That's a lie. Not... 1998? No. yeah, because it's 2022 now. I'm thinking that, yeah, 1998, I'm right. I'm just really bad at math. But it's just kind of crazy, because, like, we're all, like, you know, everyone's dying. People die every day. I think about that very often. Not that I'm, like, thinking about death all the time, but I just think, like, people die, like, all the time. Like, all the time. Like, and people are born all the time. I don't know. It's crazy, but, like, let me... I'm so off topic. But yeah, Betty White died. It's just, it was really hard. And that day itself was just a lot. That was a lot. That day was just, whew, that was a day. I worked later that day, and work was definitely interesting. I don't think, just thinking about it makes me cry. And, like, I literally cannot provide context, because I'm choosing not to. That day does not, and it was New Year's, too. I can't. That day really just does not bring me joy. And this was the first New Year's where I haven't done something. Which is kind of crazy. This intro is 20 minutes long, but I don't care. What are you guys gonna do? You can skip through it if you really care that much. But... I just thought it was crazy that, like, this is, like, last New Year's, my sister had her birthday, and not on New Year's, but she had it, because her birthday's the 29th, and so we went to a resort, and we basically stayed there until, you know, like, after New Year's, and we spent New Year's there, and that was a lot of fun, more fun than I was expecting to have, because I was a very pessimistic person. Not saying that I'm more of a realist now than I was, like, a pessimist, because, like, well, I do try to be, like, optimistic and, like, happy and do things. I also try to keep, like, a cooler head so that I don't, like, get my hopes up too much and become, like, idealistic and to the point where I'm unrealistic. So, but then I just was extreme, and then I just became a pessimist because I was just expecting everything to always go bad, like, poorly. So I'd be, like, I'd go into it with a cheery attitude, but in my mind I was, like, this is probably gonna go to shit, you know? But now I'm more of a realist, where I try to look at things. Well, at least that's what I think I'm at. I'm sure there's some people who would probably disagree with me, but their opinions don't matter. Not here, they don't. So, yeah, I just think that now I'm definitely, like, it's weird looking, because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just really weird to look back and, just look at how I've changed throughout the years. Because, like, two years ago, I don't even know what kind of person I was. And I know what I was going through. Because, no, that was 2020. 2020 was 2 years ago. 2020, actually, around this time 2 years ago, I was doing really fucking... Ooh, sorry. I was doing... I'm not gonna lie. There's been many times where I've almost dropped the F-bomb and I'm trying not to. I'm trying any other slur, not slur. Any other like curse word I've been like, alright, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I'm trying to like filter out the F-bomb. I'm trying to filter it out. Just because you never know, just in case, like, you know, so I'm trying to filter that out, but geez, it is so hard sometimes. Especially, I don't know. I'm not saying I use it all the time, I don't, but like sometimes this is just, like, kind of require it, you know what I mean? I don't know. But, yeah, 2020 was 2 years ago. I know what kind of person I was, and I was definitely going through it at the time. It's just, actually, I was doing really well. A year ago, I was doing pretty well, too. I think this is the first year where, around New Year's, I'm not doing that hot. 3 years ago, 2019? Like, the new year, 2018 going... I don't remember. I don't remember that New Year's, actually. I'm kind of crazy. Okay, but this intro has been 20 minutes long. I'm rambling, but you know, I'm very glad to be back. And I think this is a great place to stop the intro and get into our topic for the day. So, we're getting into the topic after that 20-minute intro because, I don't know, I'm just excited. I really just, like, you guys know I love talking. You guys know I absolutely love talking. And I could talk for hours. And, like, most of you guys, I'm assuming most people who listen to this will probably be my friends. And I know you guys know that I never shut up. And I apologize, but I just can't stop. I don't know what it is. But regardless, today's topic is really going to be about change, and more so change in like environment, because I will share the post my own experiences and my most recent experience, including drastic change, was going to Longwood University, and boy, oh boy, was that a change. But I'm gonna always pull it back to mental health because that's what we need to do, and I definitely had some mental health issues, as always. Not as always, not like that, but I don't even know where to begin. But yeah, I really want to focus on change, and more change so in college, just because I feel like it's so overlooked of how bad I think things can really get. Because, you know, like, you're out partying, and, you know, you have all this newfound freedom, and you're living with your friends, like, it seems like this big dream, but I feel like people always forget that there's like always a behind the scenes. Like, you're not partying every day, and if you are, maybe don't do that. You know, not to like judge you, but like partying every day is kind of excessive. You know, like day drinking like whatever, like smoking whatever, that doesn't matter. But like partying all the time, like on a Sunday, like okay, like I've seen parties on Fridays and Saturdays. Thursdays, I have never been to a party on Thursday, but apparently they happen. I don't know. Sundays, though? Like, I feel like Sunday should be, like, a recovery day, if anything, because we have class on Mondays. Like, Sunday, it just doesn't seem practical to me. I just don't understand that. But I feel like people always forget, especially, I feel like it's mostly high school students. And I've been there, like, I've done that, where I was like, yeah, college! So, like, I'm not being like, you youngins, because I'm not that much older than, you know, anybody in high school, but I feel like people don't talk enough about how rough it can be. Because, yeah, you're on your own, you have all this freedom, but you're on your own. And unless you go to a college with your friends, which I do not recommend because now, I'm not saying it's not possible. It is possible. But I'm not going to get into it because I just don't feel like it. And honestly, it doesn't even relate to me. Like, it's a very specific situation. I know people are going to be like, like, people who know are going to be like, he's talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something different. But, and I would explain, but I don't want to use a situation that's not mine. But I don't know. I feel like we just overshadow. Like, it gets overshadowed. We don't talk enough about how hard it really can be. to live on your own for the first time, especially when, you know, we're living in a world where we still have a lot of issues relating to COVID and injustice. Injustice talks are just happening all the time now, and that's not a bad thing at all, but, you know, for people who are minorities, people of color, people who are disabled, people in the LGBT community, and any other sort of minorities, it's just really, it's kind of, it's not tense, but it can be a little uncomfortable, because then you have people who are speaking out and helping, but then it's like, is it performative, if it's not? But then there's also the people who, you know, are speaking out in the opposite way and talking about how, you know, why you hate black people, you know? Like, it's just kind of a tough time for, I think, a lot of, you know, teenagers, especially in college, because college is where you begin to learn more about yourself, more about the world, and more about where you stand in terms of certain values and politics. And it's just a really tough time, I feel like. And it doesn't have to be a tough time, of course, at all. I'm going to, of course, give you guys tips and tricks on how to make it easier. But I just think that we should really pull away from romanticizing college and talk more about what some of the issues are. Because I know for a fact that I was not fully prepared for everything. And that's sort of on me. Sort of on, you know, like TikTok being like, yeah, college. Or like Instagram being like, yeah, college. I don't really go on Twitter. That dumpster fire of a place. Twitter is terrifying. I think Twitter is so scary. Like, I don't think I could go on Twitter for longer than 2 seconds, and I'd have to just be looking at K-pop. Like, I simply cannot look at anything else on Twitter. And again, it's in part due to all the situations we have going on right now. But I do want to start out talking about, like, picking a college. And I really think it depends on, you know, like, your not mental state, but, like, if you want to go out of state, if you want to stay in state, if you're going out of state, how far are you going? Because I know I wanted out of Virginia. But honestly, I don't really mind staying in Virginia. And Longwood's a really, really good school. I very much enjoy going there. It's honestly a perfect school for me because it's small enough to where I can see people that I know basically all the time. I'm always saying hi to somebody on campus, and it's great. But, like, it's big enough to where there's still so many new faces of people that I don't know. I always see somebody new every day. But let's get into the mental health aspect. If you, and this is, of course, you know, trigger warning for thoughts of, you know, suicide, self-harm, etc., etc. If you've ever been in a place, this is just my, of course, my own personal opinion that I'm thinking of now, is I would not go out too far. Not saying that you can't and that you shouldn't be able to, but I know if I was in a situation where I was having thoughts of, like, maybe I should unalive, I wouldn't leave and go too far if I was going to go to college. Just because if something were to happen, I would want to be, like, easily accessible. And yes, colleges are supposed to be like, yeah, we care for mental health. But, like, not to say that they don't, but, like, I've definitely had professors who, like, I've emailed, and it's really only been one. No, it's been two, where I've emailed them and, like, talked to them and been like, hey, y'all, like, things get a little rough for me in, like, November and December. Like, things get a little bit harder. Like, I'm trying my best, but it's not very easy. And they're kind of like, lol, we don't care. You know, and, like, everyone has the experience. And, of course, like, there are different resources on different campuses for certain, you know, accommodations. Like, if you have ADHD, of course, there's accommodations for that. Depression, I'm not sure. I have to check on that, because I don't know if you get accommodations for that. You might. We should. We really should get accommodations for that, because it's so much harder. Especially, I feel like, especially if it's seasonal. Because, like, I know for me, it gets very difficult for me to, like, get out of bed. Like, it's, like, when the seasonal change, like, daylight savings hits, I can't function, and it's really, really bad. And from, like, that point on until I can, like, start going outside more often, it's just very difficult. Because, and, like, Longwood's a great school, I love it, but the walks aren't that long. Like, it's, like, a 5-minute walk to get literally anywhere on campus from my dorm. So it's not like I'm outside for that long, and, yeah, I could go out and do stuff, but, like, I don't want to, you know, like, I'm not in the mood. And, yeah, I can hang out with my friends, but, like, it's just indoors. It's just a lot to handle. So I feel like I'm glad that I'm much closer to home, because I feel like I know for a fact if something did really happen, like, it's only about, like, a 2.5 drive going from my school back home. So I know that I'm not that far away. And, of course, like, your parents and your friends, and if you can't rely on them, like, a therapist or a family friend or someone that you trust, it's always just a call away. If you are, have access to a phone, you know, these things are important. Oh my god, excuse, that's getting edited out. I'm praying I edit that out. I'm praying I remember to edit that out. I'm gonna write that down, because I know that was, like, horrific. That was horrific. And I know this is literally in, like, the middle of this episode, but I don't care. That was horrific. And it needs to be edited out. I'm just gonna put, like, no. Yeah, that was bad. Anyways, so yeah, I just really think that staying a little bit closer, especially if you have harder times with your mental health, is just going to be a lot easier. And of course, if you feel that you are ready to leave the nest, per se, and do what you like to do, I fully believe in doing things that you believe you can. Because if you don't try, you'll never know. I've learned that a lot through college as well. So another thing I really want to talk about in terms of relationships is roommates. Specifically roommates, because I actually did a panel today earlier with my church, which I don't go to, but I did a panel for with a couple other students who are in college, and we talked about roommates, and we brought it up, and I told them, I was like, the biggest thing for roommates, especially in terms of, like, preserving your mental health and theirs, because, like, when you live with other people, you can't just think about yourself. You have to think about other people, and you have to think about, like, if I do X, Y, and Z, or if I invite over, Sally so-and-so and, like, Dorian or something, then, like, is this going to affect my roommates or my students and da-da-da? Like, I have an awesome roommate. He's the best. I do not know what I would do without that man. The amount of times I've been, like, mentally or emotionally unstable and he's just held me down, he's the best roommate. I literally cannot imagine having anybody else. But, like, I definitely got lucky. I definitely got very lucky. But in terms of, like, living with other people, I want to say put yourself first, because you should put yourself first. But if you can, you know, preserve everyone's feelings, of course, that's the better option. That's the one that you should pick. Because personally, I know from experience that it's just a lot harder to live in a place when there is some kind of tension or beef, whether you want it to be there or not. And it just makes things a lot harder. You live with this person for a year. There's literally no point in not being an adult and just ripping the bandaid off and dealing with that. Now, that's not to say you should bullhead your way into the situation and force change. Because when you force change and it's not wanted, that leads to future problems, whether you know about them or not. And that is something, yeah, I'm not gonna touch on that anymore. It's something I've just observed and seen happen before, and it really just isn't a plausible strategy for anything, just because, yeah, like I said before, like, you might preserve your own feelings, but you're not thinking of, like, the pack, and that just makes things a lot harder. And so I'm not saying that it's a horrible, because, like, if you need the closure immediately and you need it, then okay. But I think that is the best way to preserve your feelings and basically block out and not think about the other person's feelings, because then it just becomes a one-sided conversation where you were talking to said person and said person's kind of just standing there like absorbing it all, but if the change, if you're trying to force the change onto them, they aren't going to take that well, and they aren't going to receive the talk as well as you might want them to. And unless somebody's, well, it is somebody's fault. But it really, of course, depends on situation to situation. But in terms of living with other people, like, squash the bug as fast as you can. Don't let that wound fester, because it's just going to get infected. And it's going to make, you know, everyone sicker and sicker. And it's not fun for the people involved. And it's certainly not fun for the people who aren't involved but still have to live with you guys, because then they feel like they're walking on eggshells. Regardless of what the situation is, whether it's they don't take out the trash or they don't X, Y, and Z, doesn't matter what it is, whether it's serious or not, facing that issue as soon as possible is the easiest way to ensure, like, prosperity, which, as dramatic as it sounds, it's really just the best way. I can't imagine living with someone that I just don't feel comfortable with. Me and Xavier, he's my roommate, we've never had issues. He's just been awesome. Of course, there's always, like, that roommate thing where it's like, oh, I wish I could be alone sometimes. But, like, we both feel comfortable enough with each other to where, like, I never feel like I, like, hate being there, you know? I never feel like that. And that's really how it should be for everybody. And I really want everyone to have that kind of universal experience, because being able to have that feeling is honestly great. It's like, it like equals being able to, like, go to my own room and no, I won't really be bothered. And of course, like, he'll ask me if I'm okay if I'm, like, not feeling great, but overall, he's a cool guy, and I got very lucky with my roommate, because I went random and just prayed. Of course, I put the two black people together, because why wouldn't they? I feel like it'd be wrong to not put the two black people together. Not saying that, like, down with the white people or anything, like, you know, but no one else in my suite is a minority. They're all white. So, which isn't a problem, but I'm like, I'm glad they put me and him together, because I think having another black roommate, because of course we talk about stuff like that too, it just works great. And that's another thing about going random with your roommate selection. Yes, there is that chance that they'll be awful and you'll hate them and you'll want nothing to do but strangle them and punch them in the face. Of course, that is incredibly reasonable. Like, I get that 100%. Because, you know, like, it is, there's a fear there that, like, what if that person, especially if you're a minority, like I said before, times are changing. If you get someone who's, like, bigoted and, like, hates, like, black people or, like, Asian people, you know, like, they, you don't know what they're gonna do, and you guys live together. So it's not like you can just escape. Of course, you can change what room you live in or, like, what building you live in and get, like, safety. Like, if it's a safety issue and you tell your school, I'm sure they could help you out. But, you know, that takes, you know, time, and it's a stressful situation to deal with, because if, you know, if it's your first semester and you go to a small school like Longwood, like, you will see that person whether you want to or not, and that's just how that is. And if you go to a bigger school, you probably won't see that person as often, but it might take longer. Just from my thoughts, I feel like it would take longer to get moved to a bigger university, because there is just so much else going on. But I also don't go to a big school. My closest experience of going, quote unquote, going to a big school was going to Tech for, like, 3 days. You know, like, that's literally it. Like, there's no other interaction between me and a big school. That was the closest I think I've come, and that was fun. But yeah, so moving on from roommates, making friends, staying on a relationship track. My biggest advice for making friends is literally just going where you can and doing whatever you want. Because the only reason why I know so many people is just because I talk to everybody. Which I know it's not an easy thing. Like, I can't just be like, alright, no, go do it. Like, that'd be like a pro, like, world-renowned chef. That'd be like Gordon Ramsay cooking Ratatouille. And, you know, like, not showing you how to do it. And then being like, alright, go do it now. You know? And then getting mad at you when you can't. You know? So I guess it's not that easy for everybody to do, but I'm just saying it because it's my biggest pet peeve is when people don't, when they complain about something that they can change. And not having friends, because, like, especially in college, like, it's such a big shift that, like, it's overwhelming to even just be moving somewhere new, let alone, like, not even thinking about making friends. Like, my first thought when I came in, like, to, like, my dorm and everything was, like, where are my classes? Like, what am I going to do tomorrow? Like, what am I going to do now? Like, I have all this time to, like, do nothing, you know? Like, it's definitely a transition, and not a very easy one to make either. The last thing I was thinking about was making friends. Now, that might just be because naturally I feel like I just talk to people a lot, and I just, not that people, oh, excuse me, that's also getting edited out. Some things are getting edited out today. It's not, like, for me, I don't really think about it that much, because I can just, like, open my mouth, and, like, I kind of just, like, talk. And, like, now, like, I had 20-minute intro. 20 minutes! That is how long I was just sitting here talking to myself for. Like, I'm literally sitting here, shorts and a hoodie on, just talking to myself. And I did it for 20 minutes, and now I've done it for 40. Like, like, it's partially embarrassing, but also, like, kind of cool that I can just love myself enough to talk to myself for this long. Maybe the podcast should stop. Maybe I should do something new. Maybe I find a new hobby. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can't talk on making friends just because I don't have, like, a technique for it. I kind of just do it, and that's not helpful. So that's why I don't hardly have much else to say. Because, like, what else am I going to say? You know, like, I really think if you can just find something in common with someone, the hardest part is the awkward beginning. Because when things are awkward at first, you know, it really stunts the growth of any kind of relationship. But after that, once you get past that point, things become a lot easier. Of course, me, like, I hate to keep using my roommate. Let me use someone else as an example. Like, some of my closest friends at school now. Like, of course, there was an awkward phase. Like, I didn't know them that well at first. Because, like, we were in this very big friend group. And, you know, one of them wasn't really around as much as the other two. So it's like, I don't really see both of them all the time. And now we're, like, extremely close. Like, I see them all the time. Like, we're all the time. Literally see them all the time. And, you know, you just have to get over that, like, awkward phase of a relationship and a friendship to get to another point. And that is what I feel like stunts so many people's growth, is because that awkward phase is just too hard to get out of. And I completely get that. Because it does suck. Especially when you're forced together into a group. But honestly, I think college kind of, like, forces you to make friends. I feel like when they have that orientation week, at least Longwood has one. I don't know if other schools have one. But when they have the orientation week, they literally force you to make friends. Like, whether you're, you know, like, a freshman, maybe you're, like, an older freshman who's, like, coming in, maybe you're, like, 20, 21, whether you're transferring, like, regardless of what it is, like, out of state, in state, most of the time they have, like, a, like, beginning of the week, like beginning of the semester, like, let's do, like, at Longwood, it was Lancer Day, because we're the Lancers. It's kind of, the more I think about it, like, I think I was making fun of JMU's, James Madison's mascot, because they're the Bulldogs, I'm pretty sure, and I was like, I would hate to have a Bulldog as my mascot, but then I was like, my mascot's definitely a horse, so, it's not even the horse, it's the guy who rides the horse, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I was like, I don't really get this, but, I mean, alright, I guess. I don't know, I'm over here making fun of them as if my mascot isn't something, like, super ugly. Well, I guess it's not ugly. I like our mascot. He's just a little interesting. But I really feel like, forcing yourself to, which I know sounds awful, but that's really how you're gonna do anything. Forcing yourself to do something, like, you have to go out and talk to people. Otherwise, you're just gonna perpetuate the cycle of, oh, I can't make any friends. Oh, I'm a failure. Oh, well, I guess I'm just gonna lay in bed for 8 hours. Which, I've done that before. Like, I'm not gonna act like I haven't laid in bed all the time. Like, there's some days where I just haven't done anything. Like, it'll be, like, a Sunday or, like, a Saturday. It'll just be sometime during the weekend. Maybe even a Friday sometimes, because I didn't have class on Fridays this past semester, where I would literally just lay in bed and do absolutely nothing. Like, because I would just be tired. I'm like, that's another thing which I feel like we can segue into. It's so hard, I feel like, to juggle, like, what you need, like, your mental needs of, like, rest, relaxation, stress relief, and, oh, like, I want to go out and do things all the time. Because especially, like, when you hit that first semester and that first year, you really just want to go all out. You want to have all the fun that you can while you can, because, like, you know, you don't live with your parents anymore, and you're out, you have all this freedom to do what you want. And who's gonna stop you unless you're doing something illegal? Don't do illegal things. But who's gonna stop you, you know? So I feel like it just is, it's really difficult to juggle that. And I don't think I had any, I think I did. Where I, because of course I had days where my social battery was just low and I just could not get out of it. Like, I just didn't. And it's not that I couldn't do other things. Like, I could go for a walk and, like I wasn't sad or anything, but, like, being around other people, I just could not do it. I couldn't do it. And, you know, that happens to people, and it's not, like, a bad thing. Like, if you just want to spend a day alone, like, you are completely entitled to do that. It becomes a problem when you do it too much. But, like, that's anything. So, I feel like, I don't know if you, like, derive off of being alone, which is like, alright, like, go you. You do that. I would die. And this is another thing I always think about. Like, when I was in high school, I would literally, like, die if I was not having some kind of social interaction. And now I could easily just spend the day not talking to anybody, and I would be just fine. I'd be thriving. I'd be alive. I wouldn't be dying. I'd be living. And, you know, like, that's, it happens. Of course, it happened over, like, a course of a couple of years, and we had a pandemic in there, so it's not like I was socializing all the time. I wasn't really going out, like, at all. So it's like, there's really one person that I consistently hung out with during quarantine. One person. Like, I didn't really go out and do anything else. So it's kind of like, I mean, I was living with my aunt and my uncle for a little bit. Not, like, living, but, like, I would be there, like, all the time. All the time. Because I don't know what it was. I just like spending time over there, I guess. Crap, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. But I feel like it's just really hard to balance, you know? Like, I need to get rest, and, oh, I want to hang out with my friends. And don't ever feel afraid of telling your friends, like, no, because I had an episode of this, I'm pretty sure, before, where it's like, you're not a toxic person for being like, oh, well, I'm not really feeling up for it today, you know? Because if you aren't feeling up to it, you aren't feeling up to it, which is completely fine. Of course, don't stay in bed all day. And, like, if you keep saying no, like every single day of, like, a week, then, like, maybe you should go out, unless you really just can't get out of bed. But then that is a whole other thing, where it's like, you probably should, you know, like, just be like, and you don't have to hang out with other people. Like, if you don't feel like going out, and maybe you've had, like, a long week and where you just can't be around other people, you can't go out and, like, have social interaction, like, just go for a walk. You know, I loved, and this is one of the things I like about Farmville. I hate saying the name of, like, the city, or I guess town, village, more like it, that I live in. But I love taking walks around Farmville just because, you know, it's big enough to where I can walk and be gone for, like, 30 minutes. Maybe even longer if I really feel like it. But it's small enough to where I always know where I am. And my dorm building is so big. Just compared. And honestly, I thought my dorm building was big. And I saw Liberty. And I saw Tech. And I was like, I take it back. And it was so, it was so embarrassing. I was like, yeah, we have 10 floors. Everybody else was like, all right. Cool. Good for you. Nobody cared. That was my bad. That was definitely my bad. But I just really think that, oh, yeah. Oh, for a second, I forgot what I was talking about. See, this is why the podcast stopped. Because I can't hold a train of thought for longer than 2 minutes. But I just think that if you just go out for a walk for a little bit, that it's really, you know, good for you. And I know that sounds dumb. Like, how is walking going to help me? Just being outside, you know, put on a cute outfit or, like, a comfortable outfit. You don't have to always... I've learned that you don't have to always look good. As long as you're comfortable, that's all that matters. And as long as you feel good in your body, you don't have to always put on some, you know, five-star outfit. Like, dressing to the nines, of course, makes you feel good. Like, me and my friends go to karaoke, and we always try to go and dress cute. Like, you know, like, I feel confident when I go, and I, you know, get all dressed up. It's nice. It's, like, a nice feeling to have, but there are, of course, some days where I'm going to class in sweatpants, a sweatshirt, and my Birkenstocks. Because I just don't feel like... You know, putting on jeans and boots every day, or jeans and... Like, I just don't feel like it. And, of course, like, Vans aren't, like... You know, but I don't feel like putting on an outfit, you know? Oh, my God, that's also getting out of that. I don't know what it is. I'm very gassy today. It's very annoying. Because I wasn't gassy at all, like, at all today. I guess I started drinking some tea. I have some tea. I'm sorry, y'all. 50 minutes in, and I talked about, like, 8 different things. And I have some tea. Some chai tea is very good. If you guys know, my favorite tea is peppermint. I love peppermint tea. I love peppermint tea. But I do love some chai tea. I'm a tea snob. That sounds really obnoxious to say. I just like tea a lot. I don't really like coffee. I drink coffee, but even when I go to Starbucks, I get a venti iced chai tea latte. I had a stroke there. I don't know what I was saying. Oh, well, I've talked for 50 minutes. It's been almost an hour. Yep, and y'all are still here. So y'all make fun of me for talking for this long. But, yeah, I feel like even if you just go for a walk, like, it sounds dumb. And I've definitely been the one to be like, walks? Like, that's not going to do, like, literally anything. Like, that's such BS. And then I started doing it, and I was like, I love this. Because I like being able to be alone. And when you go to school, regardless of where the school is, find a spot to cry. Yes, you can cry in your room, but I like acting like I'm in a Netflix special where we're about to have the season finale, and something big just happened. I have to go cry at, like, a statue. That's what I used to do. We have a statue on campus called Joni. Joni on her Oni. Yeah, because there's Joni on a Stony. Joni on a pony, and it's Joni on her Oni. That's the biggest one that we have. And I used to go to her, this is my spot, and I would stand... Actually, if you look at my Instagram, there's a post of me standing on, like, a podium, which is behind the statue, and then a picture of me, like, praising the statue. Which is crazy, but I don't know. Yeah, that was a very eventful night. But regardless... like, you know, that was my spot. I would sit on that little podium thing that I was on, and that would be, like, my little spot. I'd, like, cry, and I would talk to Joni, which would basically be me talking to myself, and that was, you know, it was therapeutic for me for a little bit. And then I found the baseball stadium that we have. I walked over there one day at night. It was very pretty. I was very sad. And I sat there, and I cried because it was just really pretty. The lights were on. And the lights turned off and scared the shit out of me. God, it literally scared me. I was not at all ready for those lights to turn off. But then they did, and I was like, alright. So, I don't know, I think that's really all I have to say. Because I feel like I've been talking for so long now. I don't think my episodes have ever really been all this long. I don't think that they ever really have, which isn't a bad thing. I think that's a good thing that I've learned to talk more and not be so awkward. Yeah, I don't think any of it... Oh, no, Am I the Toxic one was pretty long. That one was 52 minutes. Yeah, I think that's the longest, though. I think this would be the longest episode I've had in a while. Overall... I am enjoying. I'm glad that I'm back with the podcast again. I do want to do a new segment that I'm adding at the end where I do music recommendations, podcast recommendations, because I just feel like it's important to keep up with the times. I have been obsessed, and I don't know what you guys have to do. I love living this, like, fantasized college boy dream that I'm living in a Netflix show, and each semester is a season of my life, and, like, there's always something going on. But MXMTune has literally the best, like, soundtrack music ever. I don't know, like, listening to her music, I'm just like, I feel like I am in a show. And she also has a podcast, I think. Yeah, she has a podcast where she spends, it's 365 days with MXMTune. I don't think it's happening anymore. I think it's, I'm a liar. Wait, let me, I can't sort it. Oh, yes, I can. I'm an idiot. But, oh, no, I'm not a liar. Just kidding. Well, she didn't number the, oh, yeah, she did. But yeah, so this, it's over, but I actually have not stopped, I have not listened to this podcast yet. I've seen it, and I'm literally just, I'm just procrastinating because I'm annoying. But that is the episode for today. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm gonna be more consistent now. I promise that. It's just a lot harder because my work schedule always has been working late, but soon I'll be back at school. I guess I'll have class, but I will be able to set aside time. My schedule this past semester was awful, and even my professors, when I have two professors that I talked to about my schedule, and they were both like, yeah, don't do that again. And I was like, yeah, well, I realized it too late in the semester of how awful of a schedule it was, because basically I had one class Monday and Wednesday, and then I had four on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I had none on Friday, and it was just very inconsistent, because I'd have Monday and Wednesday to basically have one class and then do absolutely nothing, and then Tuesday and Thursday I would have a bunch of classes, and then afterwards I would just be, you know, like, exhausted, and I still have work to do, and then Friday I'd either do a bunch of work or I'd do absolutely nothing. There was no in between. It was one or the other. And I'm so sorry, guys. I'm just so gassy today. I'm really sorry, like, actually. But yeah, so this is the podcast. Go listen to MXMTune. I cannot speak. Her Dusk album, awesome. Underrated, best. I think it's a really good album. I love that album. And yeah, my favorite track on there, Asking for a Friend. Asking for a Friend. I love that song. But yeah, I'm just rambling now. I love you guys. I hope you guys have a great, I don't know when you guys listen to this, morning. It'll be dropped at 12 on a Tuesday. It's currently Sunday. Oh, well, it technically is. It was Sunday when I, no, it wasn't even Sunday when I started. Yes, it was. It was Sunday when I started, so it's Monday now, because it's 12:42 p.m. a.m. But yeah. I love you guys. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, night. And I will see you guys in the next episode of The Everything Guide.